Hills puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Time now to check in with Gordon Goldsborough on Abandoned Manitoba. Morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, now that summer is nearly here, the thoughts of many of our listeners will undoubtedly be on life at the cottage. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about some of the historic cottages that exist around Lake Winnipeg. But before we do, I think we need to address the main reason that we know about historic cottages here in Manitoba, and that's usually because of MHACs.
What are MHACs?
Well, it's an acronym that stands for Municipal Heritage Advisory Committee. In theory, every municipality in Manitoba is supposed to have an MHAC, whose volunteer members are knowledgeable about local history, local heritage, and they can advise the municipal council as need be. Now, in practice, of the 137 municipalities in Manitoba, there are fewer than a dozen MHACs. So, that, you know, they're not an especially common thing. And in fact, of that number, I estimate that only about half of them are particularly active. But where an MHAC is active, they do wonderful work. For example, they compile inventories of significant buildings in the municipality, and that's why we know about the wonderful historic cottages that exist in places like Donnater, Winnipeg Beach, and Gimli on the west side of Lake Winnipeg, and at Grand Marais on the east side.
So what is the oldest summer cottage in Manitoba?
Well, I'm probably going to hear from listeners who disagree, but I think the first cottage developments in the province were at Donnater and at Delta Beach on the south end of Lake Manitoba. Some cottages in these places date to the 1890s, so that would make, you know, the oldest cottages, you know, about 130 years old. But the vast majority of historic cottages date from the early 20th century, and what determined the onset of cottage construction was the arrival of railway lines at the lakeshore. Keep in mind that highways 100-plus years ago were primitive, and cars were rare. So if you lived, for example, in Winnipeg, and you wanted to escape the intense summer heat for a few days, you would board a train to Gimli. And you might enjoy the refreshing breezes off the lake so much that you construct a building to prolong your stay. And this was the beginning of the summer cottage phenomenon.
Now, you said the earliest cottages were at Donnater. How early were we talking?
Well, the Manitoba Historical Society database has 19 historic cottages at Donnater. To my knowledge, the oldest one dates from 1898. But the exact date of that cottage is uncertain. It's around 1898 at least. That cottage has screened porches on two sides that provide maximum exposure to fresh air while protecting those inside from insect pests. From 1910 to 1937, the cottage hosted the family of newspaper editor John W. Defoe, and they eventually moved to a larger cottage a short distance away. Most of the other historic cottages in Donnater date from around 1901 or later, with the average being around 1917. Now, that 1901 cottage also had a noteworthy occupant, Alexander Melville, whose legacy as an architect we discussed here on Abandoned Manitoba about 3 years ago. His influence on the cottage's design is clear, because it is distinctly different in appearance from any of the other cottages at Donnater. It's really quite an attractive-looking cottage.
If we move up the lakeshore, we get to Winnipeg Beach. What about historic cottages there?
Well, although the resort town of Winnipeg Beach dates from 1901, that's when officials of the Canadian Pacific Railway decided to create a place for Manitobans to relax. The earliest cottage there precedes the arrival of the railway. In 1898, the chief inspector of Crown Lands and Timber in Western Canada, a fellow named Edwin F. Stevenson, constructed a grand log cabin on an 80-acre lot overlooking Lake Winnipeg. Now, Stevenson died at his cottage in 1948, but the structure, which features exposed log beams and a large stone fireplace, still stands. And of the 10 historic cottages at Winnipeg Beach in the MHS database, the next oldest one is from 1905, and their average age is 1918.
What about at Gimli?
Well, the MHAC for the RM of Gimli has been especially busy marking noteworthy buildings, and they put distinctive blue signs in front of them, of which there are 14 historic cottages. The average age of cottages at Gimli is 1917. Now, for me, a couple of cottages really stand out because of their connection to the visual arts. One cottage, dating from 1918, was owned originally by the Thorson family, and a member of that family was cartoonist Charlie Thorson. People may not have heard of him, but in the 1930s, he is credited with creating the characters of Snow White, Bugs Bunny, and perhaps my favorite, Elmer Fudd. Now, that cottage is now occupied by documentary filmmaker Andy Blick. And speaking of filmmakers, not far away is the oldest Gimli cottage in the MHS database from 1910. It was used by Guy Madden while making his classic film, Tales from the Gimli Hospital.
Okay, let's jump across Lake Winnipeg to the east side. You said there were historic cottages at Grand Marais?
Indeed. So if Winnipeg Beach was a creation of the Canadian Pacific Railway, Grand Beach on the east side of Lake Winnipeg was developed in 1911 by the Canadian Northern Railway. Now, it appears to have taken a while for cottages to develop, though, as the three oldest historic cottages at Grand Marais in the MHS database date from the 1920s. So it was about 10 years after the development first started. The oldest one was built in 1925 and the youngest in 1927. Like in Gimli, the cottages there are marked with distinctive blue signs erected by the MHAC for the RM of St. Clement's.
Now, I noticed you didn't mention historic cottages at Victoria Beach. How come?
Well, the cottagers at Victoria Beach are proud of its rustic character. The railway arrived there in 1916, and lots of old cottages are there, but there just isn't a lot of documentation about them. I spoke recently with historians Greg Thomas and Sheila Grover, who wrote a book on the history of Victoria Beach, and they told me one of the earliest cottages still standing was constructed in 1918 by Winnipeg physician Neil McLean. Then, starting in 1921, there was an absolute spate of cottage construction. Over 100 of them were built, and in many cases, they are still there, but they've been fairly heavily modified over the years so as to be almost unrecognizable today. But unfortunately, there is no MHAC at Victoria Beach, and there is no public inventory of historic cottages there either. And therefore, we have no really ability to say just how many of those original cottages survive in a relatively intact condition. And so that's something I hope the Manitoba Historical Society may be able to undertake in the years ahead, a thorough look at not just the historic cottages at Victoria Beach, but elsewhere around Manitoba, because, well, frankly, cottage culture is something that I think is a major gap in our understanding of Manitoba's architectural heritage.
How can people see the cottages you've mentioned here?
Well, I've created an online map that shows all the historic cottages that the MHS has mapped at Dunnottar, at Winnipeg Beach, at Gimli, and at Grand Marais. Listeners can see that map at mhs.ca/cottages. mhs.ca/cottages.
Thanks, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, listeners may be aware that a 140-year-old church here in Winnipeg, found to be structurally compromised, may be threatened with demolition. Now, some have asked why the federal or city governments don't step in to protect this nationally and municipally designated historic building. But that question reveals a misunderstanding of what designation as a historic site truly means. So next week, we're going to talk about historic site designation and what it does and does not entail.
Very timely. Thanks, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.